The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So whether this is your first time coming to Happy Hour or a regular, lovely to see you, warm welcome. And whatever you need to know will be shared with you, so no previous experience is necessary. So for tonight's practice, today's practice, sorry, it could be morning where you are, for this moment's practice, I'm touched in this moment by the International Sangha, by the nature of all of us here. So I like to take that as the inspiration for our practice in this moment. So what I would like to invite you, actually, as we're getting started, is to, let's do this. So let's like to invite you. So we're going to do a practice of wishing well for someone you don't know, cultivating metta, cultivating goodwill, cultivating friendliness, which it makes us happy, actually. That's why it's called Happy Hour, practicing these practices, even though it seems like we're giving gift to others, but we're actually giving a gift to ourselves. And it makes us happy. It opens our heart. So for today's practice, what I'd like to invite you to do before we get into our meditation posture is to choose someone you don't know. Choose someone you don't know. And for this, for those of you who have your videos off, if you could just turn, if it's possible, to turn them on for a moment. And if not, that's okay too. In a moment, I'm going to invite each of you to choose somebody you don't know. And on their image, there will be three dots. And one of them says pin video. Pin their video, someone you don't know. And we'll start by, and so there might be somewhere in the world that you don't know if you're being chosen by someone. And also feel free to choose one of the people who are on the phone, or they have, for various reasons, they can't turn their camera on. Maybe choosing them. And if you can't pin anyone's video, don't worry about it. Just choose someone and just direct your metta at them. If the pinning video thing isn't working, don't worry about it. Actually, I see lots of people don't have access to pin video. How is that? Why is that? Let me see. Maybe if I change the chat. Okay, people who just chatted with me privately, see if the video thing works now. Try to see if the pin thing works. If it does it or does it? It still doesn't. Well, never mind. What if I do something else? Hold on. Okay, try this. See if the pin thing works now. Technical difficulties. I love it. Does it work? Can you pin people? Still no. Okay, well, it's disabled. It's not my doing. It's just not allowing us to do it. So anyway, let's not worry about it. So I'm going to, it's all good. So just choose someone. Forget about the pinning thing. Just choose someone. And this person that you've chosen, whom you don't know, ideally someone you don't know, is a stand-in for all of humanity. This being just like you. This being wants to be happy. Just like you. This being has hopes and dreams. Just like you. They have challenges in their lives. They have disappointments. They've had sadness. Just like you, this person, this being that you're looking at, just like you. They're the object of affection of someone. This person is dear to somebody. just like you. This person cares for somebody else. They have care and concern for a parent, for a child, for a sibling, for a friend. Just like you, they've experienced physical pain because they have a body. They've experienced pain. They've been sick. Just like you, they're aging. Just like you, they have a complex inner life. Very complex inner life. Just as yours is complex, theirs is complex. And just as you find your life dear, their life is dear to them. They want to be happy. So keeping a sense of this being who might be different from you in age and gender. You don't know where in the world they live. And now keeping a sense of this random person who is a stand-in for all of humanity. Now I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. Now I'd like to invite you to close your eyes. With a sense of this being, this person, who just like you wants to be happy. Just like you, they don't want to suffer. Just like you, they have hopes and dreams and aspirations. And saying that they're not so different from you. They might be a different gender, but you could have been born as them. None of us were given a choice. We were not given a menu of options. Where do you want to be born? Which country? What gender? Parents? Skin color? Aptitudes? We were not given a choice. So you, whoever you are, you could have been born as this person. This could be you right now going through life. And this person could have been born as you. Pretty wild. You are not so different. This could be you in a different body, different gender, different life. Just as you want to be happy, this being wants to be happy. Just as you have loves, there are things that you care about. You have passions and loves in your life. This person too, maybe imagine them. You don't know the story of their life, but you can imagine, perhaps in this moment, a complex life, a compelling life, inner life, just as compelling as yours for them. Imagining successes, joys, happinesses. Imagining sadness, failure, loss, grief. Maybe they just lost their job. Maybe they've had unrequited love. It was very painful to them. Maybe they've just celebrated happy event, hosted a celebration for a friend, or rejoiced in some way. Maybe imagining them eating their favorite food, their favorite vegetable, or ice cream. Imagine them. Engaging in their hobby. Maybe they like to play sports. Or knit, or crochet, or run, or swim, whatever it is. Getting a sense of the common humanity, just like you, this person has had a childhood, joys, challenges. Common humanity. And from this place of common humanity, appreciating the common humanity, letting the phrases of metta, letting wishes of metta arise for this being. Metta, goodwill, friendliness, cultivating friendliness, just as I wish to be happy. I wish the same to you. I'll say the four metta phrases. If you have other ones you prefer to say, you're welcome. I'll say them one by one, and I invite you to keep the image of this being, this person, as if they were in front of you, as if they were a friend, perhaps. Sharing this goodwill, these phrases, while you keep a felt sense of them, an image of them up. Just as I want to be safe from harm, may you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Just as I wish to be happy, I wish you happiness and joy. May you be happy. Just as I wish to be healthy, I wish you health and well-being, strength. And just as I wish to have ease in my life, I wish that your life flows with ease as much as possible. Or simply, may you be safe, dear fellow human being. May you be safe. I wish you safety. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Or simply, may you be well. May you be happy. Staying with the image, staying with the felt sense of goodwill. Goodwill for this fellow human being. Feeling, sensing, hurting, just like you. And staying with the phrases, wishing them well. Continuity. Continuity. And feeling your breath. Maybe connecting the rhythm of the phrases with the rhythm of your breathing. Allowing the phrases of metta, this offering of generosity, of goodwill to another human being somewhere in this world, to be a gift of generosity from your heart, connected to your breath. One breath at a time. Safe. Happy. Healthy. Ease. And if you find your mind drifts away in thought, it's okay. Let there be care, goodwill for yourself, for your own dear mind. That like a puppy runs away, gets distracted, it's okay. Part of this practice, you're not doing it wrong. Simply invite the puppy, come back, sweetie, come back, it's okay. Coming back to the body, coming back to the breath. Ah, settling for a moment or two. And then inviting back your new friend from this community, from this Sangha, somewhere in the world. just like you. They're a human being doing their best in this world and offering a gift from your heart, a gift of generosity, goodwill, friendliness, cultivating this practice. And knowing you're planting seeds every moment that you're offering this goodness, this friendliness, this gift of generosity of your heart. You're planting well-being, gladness, goodness and gratitude in your own heart. So offering freely without expectations. Your goodwill, your metta, your friendliness. Your generosity of heart to this being somewhere in the world. May you be well. May you be well. And happy. May you be well in your life. Take care of yourself happily. Noticing how good it might feel, this generosity to somebody else. Wishing them well. Again, anytime you notice your mind is distracted, wandered off, it's okay. Just begin again. And you have to begin again and again, no problem. Do it with a smile every time. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. See if you can really connect with this person in your mind, in your heart, offering them goodwill. Connecting with their felt sense, with their image, is what I mean. Engaging. Feeling that your heart more expanded, has more resources than you realized in offering generosity to someone you don't even know. Realizing the generosity of your own heart, letting your body relax. Ah, a delight in this offering, in this giving. Your heart delighting in this giving of itself freely, without expectation. May this other being, this other human being, with flesh and blood, breathing, living, may they be well. May they be happy. Take care of themselves, happily in this life. I'd like to invite you in the last minutes of this practice period to expand and offer your friendliness, your goodwill, your goodness to all the beings who are practicing with you in this moment from around the world in the Zoom room and on YouTube. Wishing them all happiness and well-being, safety in this time. Offering generously your heart, your goodness. Appreciating all of these beings who are supporting you by showing up, whether you see them or not. The Sangha, this community from around the world, practicing together, cultivating goodwill. May all of us be well, safe, happy, healthy, and at ease. Feeling the expansiveness of your heart. Now, realizing, appreciating that you're included in the goodwill of all the beings who are practicing with you. They're wishing you well. You're wishing that may you be safe in your being. May you be happy and joyful in your heart. Ah, may you be healthy. May you have ease and peace. And receiving that, receiving these good wishes, letting them land. As if your thirst was quenched with water, as if rain was pouring over you. Ah, letting these good wishes nourish you. Kindness received, goodwill received, shared in this web of interconnection. And as your heart is nourished, receiving, expanding further your goodwill, your offering, may all beings everywhere, all beings on this planet, offering you goodwill. Wishing all beings well. May all beings feel safe. May all beings feel safe with you. May you offer safety with your presence to all beings. May we all be of service and offer safety and goodness to all beings everywhere. Thanks everyone for your practice. I'd like to invite you, if you wish to share a phrase or a word, what's coming up for you. And you can put it in chat if you wish tonight. And the word that's coming up for me, okay, two words. One is a sense of generosity. And generosity of heart, this expansiveness of wishing well. for people. And what's also coming up for me is calm, calming effect, settling, relaxing. I feel like I've taken a good nap, but of course I've been present, I've been guiding you, so I haven't slept, but there's a refreshing aspect to it. Lisa offers warmth. Thank you, Lisa. Ruth offers softness. Bill offers intense. Liz offers nourishment. Thank you all. Marie Christine offers connection. Elizabeth, togetherness. Thank you for all these offerings. Ollie offers inside peace. Yeah. And on YouTube, earlier, we've had this offering. But never has it been easier to wish happiness and peace to my community around. They really need it. I'm in Kenosha. Ah, yes. Holding you and everyone in Kenosha with goodwill and with compassion. Thank you for bringing that in, the challenges. Ah, may all beings be well, whatever their state, their condition, their state of mind. Thank you for that. Anyone, you're welcome to now unmute yourself if you wish to offer maybe a verbal reflection or expand on what you put in the chat or ask a question. What worked, what didn't, something you observed, please. Ah, yeah. So Mary Christine asks that I mentioned the research that was done where it happens so people imagine someone eating their favorite vegetable, actually it was. Could I expand on that? So sure, happy to. So just to say, part of the inspiration for today's practice came from yesterday, where we did a similar practice, but the wishing well, cultivating goodness, goodwill for someone we don't know, but we chose someone random in the world. Today, our entryway was different. And also what we were kind of emphasizing a little bit yesterday was the aspect of samadhi, the calming of the mind, staying with the same object for the mind to really settle. Whereas today, So yesterday, lots of questions and comments came up and there was not enough time. So I said, oh, I'll do it again tomorrow. So here we are doing it again and exploring it slightly differently. So what I mentioned is that, yes, all good. Bye. One of you has to leave. It's all good. So the research actually that was done, they put people in the fMRI machine, so seeing the activity, the areas of their brain that was lighting up, etc. And they showed them an image of someone who was someone who was a homeless person, and this part of a bigger study of people whom we relate to and people we don't relate to. So people whom we consider the different dimensions of warmth and capacity. So part of this research there, I'm talking about it more than I wanted to, but anyway, just a couple more words. So it turns out that someone whom you don't really relate to, for example, a homeless person whom you might consider neither warm nor having capacity, the areas of the brain who would light up when you're relating to another human being may not light up. So, and then they asked, okay, imagine this homeless person. Imagine what kind of vegetable they like to eat. So imagining what they like to eat or their favorite vegetable, then the area of the brain that processes the connection to other human beings, that area lit up. So all the people started to see this person, this homeless person that they first saw as an object. They start to see them as a human being, imagining what they liked to eat. So that's what I was referring to. So it's not just homeless or people who on these two dimensions of capacity and warmth, but anyone, if you imagine, as I was inviting, you imagine this person eating their favorite ice cream. Ah, there's a sense of connection. Yeah, just like me, they like to, you know, they have, you know, they're human being. They have these emotions just like me. So that's what the research was. Yeah, oh, that's great. And Liz suggests, says, I enjoyed imagining my partner eating ice cream. I imagined it was pistachio and it brought me so much joy. Yes, isn't it interesting imagining what another person eats brings you joy? So experiment with that. And I experimented with that myself. And it brought me a lot of joy when I was imagining this person whom I don't know giving them that, oh yeah, chocolate ice cream. Oh, it's what I like too. It's fun. It just brought them more alive. So these are all skillful means. These are tools we have because we have this connection to others, but yet we may not see their humanity. And when we can see their humanity, we can connect more and offer and plant these seeds of goodness in our heart, which actually make us happy. When we offer someone else safety, when we wish them well, we feel better ourselves, hence happy hour. So that's great. So, all right. Any other questions or reflections? And you are welcome to unmute yourself. I think I changed the settings, didn't I? Yes, I did. Before we get into group, any questions or comments, especially for those of you who are new, whom this might have been complicated, or questions? Everything is welcome. Ah, yes, thank you. Yuka's question, which I missed earlier, what to do when it is difficult to connect to the inner peaceful place? Ah, so no problem, no problem. Sometimes it's not peaceful inside. It's not peaceful at all. It's lots of thoughts and that's what's happening. So the invitation there is not try to fight it. Don't try to make it peaceful. Don't try to, oh, gotta be peaceful. I'm meditating. It doesn't have to be peaceful. So, make peace, make space for the lack of peacefulness. So, when I sit and there's a lot of thinking or distractions, for example, coming up, I say, oh, distracted Buddha. Today, the distracted Buddha is sitting and practicing. So accepting. So you can say anything you want, but basically, it doesn't have to be a Buddha, but you know, just kind of like, this is what's happening right now. It's a distracted mind. When you make space for that, when you make space for that lack of peacefulness, so don't make peacefulness the object of, if I'm peaceful, then my meditation is successful. It's being with what is here, being with things just as they are. And there is so much freedom and peace with being with things just as they are, which there can be peace with the rigmarole, with the busyness. Does that make sense, Yuka? You're backlit, so I didn't quite see your hand gestures. Does that make sense?
Try.
Yeah?
Yes, try. Try.
You try. Okay, great, great. And great. Yeah, so
Yes.
just it's making peace with whatever is arising, and there can be a sense of peace holding what's arising instead of trying to necessarily making it peaceful and quiet inside, making it more spacious. So, another great question. And after this one, then we'll go into it. The question is, how do I know if I'm doing metta right, not just mouthing words? Excellent question. Trust that you're planting seeds. Trust that you're planting seeds. It's this keeps coming up, and I don't know if you were here yesterday, Sheila. It was great because Bill, is it okay if I recount what you shared yesterday? Yes, thank you. So Bill was sharing yesterday that he feels that half of the time when he's doing these with joining, he's like sleepy, or I might be paraphrasing, but roughly, like he is like, is this am I? And then he's noticing, wait, something is shifting in his life. He's kinder. Oh, you're different, you're noticing you're being different in ways that, oh yeah, this is working, even though there's a question of what's happening. So similarly, so thank you both for allowing me to share. So similarly, I would say you trust that you're planting seeds. It just hang in here and look at your life, see if you're being kinder, less judgmental to yourself with others. Look there. I know you're not just mouthing words. A lot of people think of like, am I doing it right? Yes, you are doing it right. So instead of asking yourself, am I doing it right? When the doubt comes up, say, yeah, I am doing it right. This is exactly how it happens. So, and we'll check in again. All right. So let's get into groups because the time is running out. There's one more question. I'll come back to this one. So the invitation now is we're going to get into groups, small groups of three. And yay, these are the people you were just wishing well for, and they were wishing well for you. So in a small group, and it doesn't matter what you say, it's not so much about what you say, it's about how you show up. You might just actually sit in silence with these other two beings and wish them well while they wish you well. Or you might say few words about how the practice was. There's no right or wrong, but it's just showing up with that, with that, in that energy, in that way of holding yourself with kindness, holding yourself with kindness and holding others, knowing that you're held. It's just about the space that is shared, not about the words. If words come up, if you say a few things, check in, great. If not, no problem. And we'll do it for 6 minutes. It'll be shorter tonight, and we'll do a little bit of checking afterwards. So, and if doing practice in groups is not appropriate for you tonight, today, no problem. All good. See what's right for you. So, I'm going to create the groups now. Here we go. Okay. And the rooms are now closed and everybody's coming back. Welcome back, everyone. And, I just put in chat the name of the paper that actually has the research that I mentioned for those of you who are interested. It's called From Dehumanization and Objectification to Rehumanization: Neuroimaging Studies on the Building Blocks of Empathy by Susan Fiske, 2009. And here is a little pointer to the, I'll also put this in the chat. It's a fascinating paper. Here is the chat. And I put the NIH abstract pointer in the chat also. Time is, well, maybe we can have just one reflection or something. How was that? I'd love to hear your voice.
It's good that it's like Liz and Bill send share with me their experience because I'm quite new over here. So yeah, it's quite a good thing to share because it's like I'm not really sure it's like how do I like make like focus because I feel that it's a bit distracted by the outside.
That
And I think it would build the positive energy on it as well.
Great, great. So you were saying that given that you knew you weren't quite sure what to expect, but it just felt good to be with others in the room. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Keep on trying and see.
Great. Beautiful. It's about practice. That's why it's called a practice over and over and over again. Fantastic. Please come back, Louise. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Liz, your hand is up. Let's please. A quick comment.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't share this with my group, but it did come up, the concept of it not always being easy to cultivate metta. I'm curious, when I notice my mind wander when I'm doing metta, I get a bit more frustrated with myself because I'm thinking, oh man, why can't I continuously cultivate these thoughts for, you know, 15 minutes? Like it should be. And then if I feel bad, like I've done them a disservice. I'm curious if you have a response to that. Like, should I send myself metta?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Send yourself metta. That's exactly, because the idea is cultivating goodwill, right? It doesn't matter who the object is, you know, here, there, and in the moment when you're distracted, especially if you're, you know, especially if you're being judgmental, it's like, oh, sweetie, oh, you know, hold yourself with metta. It doesn't matter. Or hold the judgmental thoughts with metta, right? Just have kindness all around. That's what the point is. And that person is really serving you, or their memory, their image is serving you. They don't even know, and there's no, how should I put it? There's no what's the word I'm looking for? There's no sense of, oh, you're actually wishing them well, they're going to get better or heal, or you don't have any of those associations in this practice. It's just their image is serving you to cultivate your heart and goodness. So you're not doing anybody a disservice, but your mind is just being a puppy. Oh, come, sweet puppy. It's just, you're not doing anybody a disservice. So thanks for bringing that up. So, yeah, okay. We've got a few minutes over time. Thank you for your patience. I wish you all a wonderful weekend, and may you be happy. May you be well. May you spread your light of generosity. Thank you all. You can unmute yourself and say goodbye to everyone if you wish.
You enjoyed it.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Very sweet. Thank you all. Bye-bye.